This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hang on. Okay, so, we're on now.
Oh, are we actually on now?
Yeah.
But we didn't hear the last bit.
I think the headphones are down.
Okay, right. Well, welcome to Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
I'm sorry about that. We're trying to do this. Right,
here we go. Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
A nice little bit of 10-second silence there at the start.
That's good. You didn't hear me saying Needle, Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
So that's quite handy. So, yeah, how are you?
Yeah, all right. How are you? Don't look well or sound well.
Don't know. Well, I'm just a bit tired.
Yeah, your general demeanour is of a very, very tired man.
Yeah, I feel a bit wobbly. I'm doing some sort of purge, so I'm not allowed to eat anything until next week.
What, like in that movie?
Yeah, which one? The Purge?
Yeah.
What, when you beat people up and kill them?
Yeah.
No.
What are you doing there?
They look quite well fed in that.
Yeah, exactly. They're not as tired as you.
Yeah, they might have been like serial killers, but they were good-looking serial killers.
Yeah.
Who people didn't look at and go, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, photogenic guys, unlike you.
Yeah.
No, yeah, to be fair, you are photogenic, but just not now.
Not in a good way.
No.
Yeah. You get the people, don't you? So when I hear photogenic, I always think it's like an insult. You know, you look nice. Well, you're photogenic, you know.
No, people say that to me, and I take it as an insult.
It's like, what are you saying? I don't look good here now.
Yeah.
But in a picture... Yeah, maybe I would.
That's right. That's the best you look.
Well, that's quite good, because, like, say on the dating apps, you smash it.
Yeah, but then when they disappoint them in real life, so they don't, like...
You're used to that by now, aren't you?
What?
Disappointing people in real life?
Yeah, we are.
We all do it. You know, you meet them in person. You don't eat on the radio, you pillock.
Why? You do it all the time.
No, but I can't eat, can I?
I thought you were going off on a bit of a rant or something, so
no,
I thought I'll just get some hummus in quick.
Don't slop it in their ears. I can't eat, and, you know, you're eating in front of me. This is mental.
Away from the microphone.
Okay, fine. He's cupped his mouth to be decent. So basically, here's what I'm not allowed to eat, right? I'm going to read out a little list of things that I can't eat.
This will be interesting.
Yep. So check this out. You think you've had a hard day? Think of me, yeah? It's what time is it? 2:00?
Yeah.
I've had... This is what I can't eat, right? Till next week. No salt or pepper. No caffeine. No sugar, sweets or chocolate. No pork. No red meat. No oils. No fat. No lard. No... I'm not going to eat that anyway. No alcohol or drugs. No marijuana for 10 days, no fizzy drinks, nothing fizzy at all, nothing with any sweetener in it, no energy drinks, no chilies or hot peppers, no ice cream or ice cold drinks, no dairy, no fruits that are bruised or overripe, including raisins or dried fruits, no wheat, bread or pasta. The following foods must be avoided, or they will seriously do you in. Cheese, overripe avocados, smoked fish, fermented pickled herring, specific. Soups made with protein or bouillon, whatever. No stock cubes, miso soup, vinegar, canned foods, dried or smoked meats, processed mechanically recovered meats, protein extracts, powdered protein supplements, fermented tofu, any tofu, or soybean paste or soy sauce.
What are you going to eat? Sand?
Just, I don't know.
Well, that's a bit like Oxo cubes, isn't it, sand?
Is it? Oh, yeah, good point. They've probably got some bad, like, carbs in them or something.
So what are you going to eat? There's literally nothing left.
Literally, I'll just eat some raw broccoli off, like a tree in my hand, like some sort of... wild person.
Like a giraffe.
Yeah, just buying into it like a savoury lolly. Just, oh.
What?
It's awful. Look at me.
Well, no wonder you're ill. No wonder you're tired. You haven't eaten anything. You're just eating a stick of broccoli.
Groccoli, yeah. I've had a whole stick of groccoli. I'm absolutely famished. I don't know what to do.
Right.
So you're going to have to carry the show, mate.
All right, cool. All right, what's on the show then? Oh, I can't ask you because you're not meant to be...
Well, I'll do it in a sort of downbeat manner. Now, I'm looking forward to this, actually. So we've got coming up, we've got Stalking Kurt Russell, which is quite an exciting one today because... Oh, no, we haven't because we've not got that. We're going to be talking to the man, because this is an old version. We're going to be talking to a man who runs the Facebook page for Kurt Russell's hair.
Exactly. Basically, like last night, I panicked because we didn't have anything for Stalking Kurt Russell. So I went through every single Kurt Russell on Facebook, found a Facebook page called Kurt Russell's Hair.
Right.
Emailed that thinking wouldn't get back. Like about 2 a.m. last night, got back to me.
Kurt Russell's Hair got back to
you. Kurt Russell's Hair got back to me.
Wow. So look forward to that. We're going to chat with Kurt Russell's Hair. It's nearly there. Yeah. All we've got goes down a little bit. We get to his face.
Yeah, forehead then. And then get to his whole head.
Google his forehead. Get him his forehead on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
Dick Baby. Got that coming up today.
Yeah.
From you. Again, I've had a hard week not eating, so couldn't find a Dick Baby. Debunked. And he's going to be debunking popular sort of myths. Like, you come to us with a question like, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, I debunked it, didn't I?
Yeah, but the dinosaur.
The dinosaur.
Exactly. So you don't need to worry about that one anymore. You've already done that one.
Well, yeah.
That was last week, wasn't it?
No, we never did it debunked. It was like 3 weeks ago. Basically, it's a new segment. Like a couple of weeks ago, like three or four, the first or second episode.
Yeah,
I debunked the popular myth: what came first, the chicken or the
egg?
That's
what I was talking about.
It's a dinosaur. So this week, I'm just going to go rattling through loads more.
Exactly. So if you've always sort of wondered, like, what was the answer to that? He's going to tell you.
Yeah, wonder no more.
Do you have to worry about it?
Yeah,
just chill out. We've got Chinny Bass Hunter. Well, that's not really a section, is it? It's just like anyone new listens to the show. We generally just say, look, excuse me. When we were kids, Andy's phone's going off. This has been an absolute catastrophe.
It's yours.
Is it? Oh,
it's
God,
yours,
it's mine.
Hypocrite.
Leave us alone. God, can you just. No.
Right, and also we've got on the show, we have got lots of different stuff. We've got Animal Facts.
Animal Facts. We've got John Welby coming up, our friend, Uncle John.
Yep.
Yep, he's going to be talking about stuff. And Rich Information, a bit of information from me, a man called Rich. Some information that's supposed to be rich in quality, but never is.
Nope.
And generally doesn't exist.
Yeah,
and you've got possibly your movie pitch, haven't you?
What's that? No, we're not doing that, are we? Remember?
Are we not?
No,
we've bitten all the good stuff.
That was a brilliant introduction by Richard there.
Welcome. So, what have you been up to?
Not much, but I just when I went on the toilet, there, I was just thinking. I just Michael Jackson's Earth song.
Yeah,
I was trying to do it in the toilet then, because basically I did a stretch the other day. Like, you know how, like, you know, I forgot how nice doing a stretch is.
It's amazing.
Brilliant, aren't they, honestly? Like, yeah. I really forgot all about it. But I did one the other day, and you know, like Michael Jackson's Earth song. I did one, and I stretched one. I can't replicate it, but I did that.
Wow.
I did the Earth song in a stretch.
What, with your thing out?
What?
Were you in a toilet?
No, I was trying to replicate it then, but I couldn't do it.
Oh, right.
I haven't been able to do it since. I think maybe Michael did it when he was doing a particularly strong stretch.
What, he just went...
Yeah. I think it's really hard to do it if you're not stretching.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good...
Maybe I have to get him in the studio, get him really tired. Like, I'm really tired
now.
Hey,
Michael.
Yeah.
That's going to be tricky.
Yeah, Michael, how are you? I'm really tired now. Like, right, okay, hit play.
Now, yeah.
Do a stretch.
That's one for yawn.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Oh, wow. Seeing as I wrote it.
Yeah, I reckon.
I always thought someone wrote it. I think actually someone did write it for him. But if you did like write that song for Michael Jackson, then I always thought like, if I went to Michael Jackson's office and said, look, I've got a song you're going to love. I pictured him in his office going, yeah, whatever. Come on, show him what you got. And then going, listen, it's called Earth Song. Immediately, Jacko would be like, wow, I like the Earth. It's very on brand. Play it to you in a white thing, growing onto trees, just like doing that thing with your crotch. Mm. I'm doing it now. You can't see it.
Yeah.
And you go and screaming, and like loads of kids and animals running towards you. You'd be like, wow, I'll take it. But this is going to be so. You know when someone gives you an outfit that says, oh, it's going to look good on you. You think, yeah. And you probably think, really nailed it. This is good on me.
Yeah, I look wicked. I look wicked.
He's
sort of wearing pajamas. They're sort of like pajamas or a bathrobe, isn't it?
No, I think he had.
It looks
like
he's ready for bed. No.
Yeah, like white pajamas. Yeah, you're right.
Is it like? Has it got a really strong wind in it as well?
Yeah, very.
Or is that the other one? Goes,
bad wind, yawning. It's like all these like natural things that we do. it's got very bad wind.
Yeah,
the Earth had bad wind that day, and it let off in Michael's face.
Yeah, but Michael, he must have been really tired to pull it off.
That yawn, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go again, Michael. Well, I'm wide awake now.
Yeah.
That's why he's got pajamas on.
Yeah, that's what. Did he take sleeping tablets and stuff?
Yeah, maybe he's trying to get the yawn. Yeah, that's
probably
what
yawn
it is.
Back.
Oh my God, he's just trying to get Earth Song back and he killed himself.
We're going to chat quite serious about Michael Jackson later.
Yeah, later. So
because I feel bad about, I don't know.
I just
want to sort of get to the bottom of Michael Jackson.
Yes, well.
I think this is perfect, the perfect guys to do that.
Is that a good place to go?
What?
The bottom of Michael Jackson. Shouldn't we just get to Michael Jackson?
What do you mean?
I don't want to get to the bottom of him.
Don't focus on certain areas
of him. Yeah, yeah. The bottom half is the dangerous bit.
Okay, sure. I don't think it is though. That's the thing. But we'll talk about it later.
No, you're right. Who are we? Who are we to say what's...
Well, no, we need to be someone because we're trying to, like...
No, I'm saying who are we? I'm confused.
Oh, your hardesty, I'm Needle.
Right, okay, cool, Wicked. Cool. I forgot which one I was then.
Right, we're going to have a song now.
So, oh,
are
Wicked.
We?
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about... okay, Wicked, yeah, let's do that.
Cool.
Right.
You make me lose my buttons, oh yeah, you make me spit. I don't like my clothes anymore. We're spending time and money, yeah, you're colder than yourself. Now we're moving, now we're taking control. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Interpol, the specialist. This is Hardest in Needle on Fubar Radio.
Yes, it is indeed. I'm back. I'm back up. I listened to myself back then. I thought, that guy sounds depressed. I'm not having that on this show.
You're just listing off, just did a list of foods in the most monotone kill me voice, didn't
I
you?
Know, it was awful. I don't know what happened to me there. Sorry. Actually, I had a list of bad foods. Also, it's just been told to me by my producer that I've been speaking to the wrong side of the microphone. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so it's not been a great start. We had a 10-minute delay at the beginning, but now we're back.
10 seconds.
We're back and we're screechier than ever.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to email in, it's hardestdownneedle@foodbarradio.com.
Yeah. So send us some emails, please.
Yeah, do that.
It makes us feel really nice.
Does it?
Well, yeah. I generally hate getting emails. I'm like, oh, who's this? But only here.
Yeah,
this
these are filming emails, aren't they?
Yes, I've got an email.
Not shite ones.
Yeah, saying, oh, you got to do this. Oh, for God's sakes. Just saying what sort of foods people like. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, Rich, I was on the internet the other day. Is my habit,
right?
And I came across something. I was looking at different disorders and stuff.
Right.
I came across this disorder which pretty much sums you up perfectly.
Right.
It's called narcissistic personality disorder.
Right.
Okay.
That sounds bad.
Why?
Because that bloke who was narcissistic fell in the lake.
Which guy?
The guy who likes his, he likes his reflection, narcissist.
Oh, yeah, he didn't work out well for him, did it?
No, he drowned, didn't
but
he?
But you might be able to learn something from that guy.
I'm not very good at learning things, am I, though?
Not really, no.
I don't really take things on, unless... No, I just don't take things in any way.
No.
So, go on, then, what's his narcissistic personality disorder?
Okay, so I'll read some of these things out for you, okay? So, I'll just list them off, and you see if what's fair or not.
Okay.
To be fair, I personally think they're all, to some extent, of all of them.
Right, you're saying full-blown narcissist is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right, here we are. So, okay, the first one is, has a grandiose sense of self-importance.
But...
E.g., do you want to hear E.g.? Exaggerates achievements and talents.
I can fly.
You can't deny that.
I can, yeah. Hey, okay, what?
This also works for R. Kelly.
Exaggerate, yeah, exactly. He's doing all right.
Expects to be recognised as superior without I don't know what that word is, but without something achievements.
So, have a look at the word.
Oh, here we go.
So look at the word. Expects to be... So look, I'm just reading this now. Just keep people talking. Exaggerates achievements and talents. Expects to be recognised as superior. Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Without
commensurate achievement. I don't know what that shit means.
Okay.
I don't need to. I'm better than it.
Exactly. Right. And so is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty or ideal love. That is definitely you.
Okay, yeah. What, I live in the future into what's going to come.
Yeah, you basically, anything that happens now, you go, oh, I wonder what happened. Like, and basically, I'm just picturing myself like on stage, like loads of people are cheering me and stuff. I'm listening to Nickelback's Hero.
Yeah!
Loads of birds are loving me and stuff.
Whatever
happens doesn't materialise, then you're like, extra pissed off because all that stuff in the future isn't going to work out.
Yeah, it never does it?
No.
It's annoying. I always end up crushed, even when I've done something good.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't as good as a thing in my head.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, if you get it in my head, it is so good. The stuff that is around the corner, if only it would just materialise, everything would be fine. I wouldn't be moaning. I'd be happy. Well, no, I'd be Lord Mayor of World.
Lord Mayor of the World?
Of World.
You don't want to be a mayor, though. They don't, their costumes are shit, aren't they?
Big chains like Mr. T.
Yeah, like Mr. T. That was a bit more 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Weird.
I wouldn't like a big bling, because you've got like a bad neck.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not, cause especially with all the lack of food I've been eating.
Yeah, they've got like a purple cloak, which doesn't look, it won't look cool in you. I can
Unless
see
you're
it
Prince.
On you now,
huh? Prince.
Yeah, but he.
Maybe he's a Lord Mayor of somewhere.
The world, maybe.
Oh my God, Prince! But he's a Prince.
Yeah, he's a Prince. Yeah, but Prince. Can you be Prince and a Mayor? Email in.
Yeah, can you be Prince Mayor of the world?
Yeah, but I don't know. You look shit on that anyway.
Why? I think I look good in a purple cape.
Right. Yeah, this is a narcissism thing again, isn't it? Right.
It's a good point.
Okay, believes that he or she is special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other special or high status people.
That's why I go to Shoreditch House occasionally.
Yeah, try to chat to Stephen Fry.
No, I'm joking. No, sometimes you do see people like, I don't know, important people and think, yeah, you are like me. Or, you know, anyone like, you know, just big, who's done really well for himself?
Who?
Whenever you must get that when you read something, you think, yeah. That's what I'm like. I'm a bit like him.
Who are you talking about?
I'm thinking of, oh God, who's super ace that everyone likes? But it sees it as a burden. And he goes, oh God.
Yeah, that's the one thing you always talk about. You say, like, you say, oh, I want to get big and famous, but then like sort of go, oh,
I said it quietly.
Big and famous is rubbish, by the way, guys, and sort of turn your back on it.
I know, I'm conflicted.
So why do you want to get famous in the first place? So you've got to get famous so you can turn your back on
it. No, exactly that, Andy. Because I only learned the hard way. That's the point. I've always learned the hard way. I'll be like, oh, what's that? Oh, drink. That sounds good. Drink way too much. Get sick. Oh God, I'm not going to do that anymore. Same. I think I need to do with this. I need to like get to that point and then go, this is nonsense. But until I've done that, I'm sort of kidding myself. It's a very hard thing to fight off, this sort of, you know, whatever it is, like whatever it is, like fame, money, like it's, I would like to experience it to know that it's bullshit, so I can go, listen, I don't want that anymore, give it to a homeless person and walk off.
And everyone just sort of, yeah, I know what you mean.
And everyone goes, that guy was great.
Who was he? He was special and unique.
And not narcissistic in any way.
I know, some way. You want to go into a club with like a woman around each arm.
Listen to 50 Cent Candy Shop.
Just so you can shun it.
Exactly.
Like, I can't wait to shun this.
Exactly. It's a long way around. Walk in there with bam, 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 bam. Then as soon as you get in a club, bosh, push them. Ah! They go flying.
Okay, well, then you've got some other problems on your hands, haven't you?
Pull them back up again. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. It's fine.
Turn it into a makeup. Yeah. It's like a little dance you're doing.
Put some plasters on them. Sorry about that. Oh, your knees were bleeding. Sorry about that.
Right. Oh. Requires excessive admiration.
I just need to be told that I'm doing all right.
By everyone for 5 minutes intervals each day.
I was tempted to like literally record my own voice saying everything's fine, you're okay, everything's fine, you're okay, you're doing really well, you're a great guy, good this stuff, and just play in my headphones. Keep going, keep on going, Rich, because you're gonna make it. It's all right. You know it's gonna come.
This is what shit I'm talking about.
But that's nice, isn't it?
What
we
record your own voice saying you're amazing.
It sounds weird on the radio to say that, but like, is that not like a normal thing? If we could all train that in a brain to say in the morning, Andy, you the man, you the man,
well, why,
Andy.
Why am I doing? I don't want Richard Blackwood saying I'm the man.
Right. Well, don't get him in there. Then just get like a nice voice saying you're the man.
Okay.
You're the man. You are.
Sure.
You're doing all right. You just keep at it and don't let the idiots get you down.
So sort of make my own story tape, basically.
Yeah, just about you.
This is what I had an idea, actually. I thought, right, okay, I can't be bothered to read this because I'm going to be it's when I worked for 6 months, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to go into work or I'm in the car. So what I was going to do was like read out my own story tape. So basically like record my own voice, read out a book, a novel, whatever, and make my own story tape of my own voice reading me the story.
So read the story of you to you.
No, not of me. A story, like, you know, whatever book you want to read.
Oh, wow, yeah,
just
amazing.
Read it out and then record it and listen to it. But then I forgot there's a massive flaw in it.
You've already read it.
I've already read the book.
Shit.
It's pointless.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It's an amazing idea for like 10 seconds and I realised.
Yeah, that'd be so good because I love audiobooks. Yeah. I can't read, can I?
No, you can't read.
I'm struggling with this little list of stuff we've got today.
Yeah.
That list of foods earlier was killing me.
Was it?
I was starting to panic towards the end. I just get very bored.
That felt like a novel to you, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't like films with subtitles.
Yeah.
Boring.
Your favourite books are those sort of chewy ones you get in the bath. You know, 6 pages max.
Yeah, the ones you inflate.
Yeah.
You can also, because they're interesting, but also you don't drown. So it's good, that, isn't it? You never get your life saved by the Bible. Who's ever heard of that?
No, exactly.
Or maybe they have.
What?
A lot of, ex-addicts and stuff seem to go, I found this, and it saved my life.
Yeah, and also, I'm sure I've seen a film where a guy's got the Bible, and the guy shoots him, and it acts as some kind of like, it like shoots him in the breast, and he goes, the Bible saved me.
What, did it?
I'm sure, I don't know, I'm sure I've seen it in something.
I'm sure that was like a lighter or something.
Maybe it was, yeah.
Or some sort of like cigarette holder.
The Bible did nothing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Do you ever do that when you're a kid, sorry? Like, you'd watch a film and the guy gets shot on his, like, cigarette holder. And then he takes it out and goes, oh, that's lucky. You didn't know what it was. And then 10 years later, you watch and go, oh, it's a cigarette holder.
Yeah. I've had loads of stuff like that with loads of things in lots of films. Like Blues Brothers at the start, right? Yeah. The one of the guys, Elwood, Dan Aykroyd's character, gets out of prison and they give him all the stuff that he had before he was in prison. You know, all your items and stuff.
Yeah.
So they give him, like, his wallet, give him his keys. Then they hold up this thing, like, on a pen.
Right.
And it looks like I was like, is that a balloon or a sock, Mum? He's like, it's a sock. Sock. I was like, I don't know what the hell it was for ages, but years later, I realised it was a soiled Johnny.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But so, obviously, I was 5 when I watched that, so I had no idea what it was.
I can see why you would think it was a sock, because it would probably fit on your leg as a sock. Anyone else would go, that's not going to fit in a human foot. But you probably think, that looks quite snug.
One Andrew Needle sack.
Yeah, exactly. Really. It's like one of those. You could actually wear one of those as a, what are the thing called on your foot? They sort of, what are those things, the little black dots you used to get?
What, black dots on your foot?
Like verrucas. You could wear one of those with a verruca sock, Johnny's.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Next time I get a verruca, I'll be doing that.
Yeah, if you go down the swimming pool, 2 Johnny's on your feet.
Yeah.
You'd be the talk of the town.
I'd the top dog, wouldn't I? Also, let's get through this list. Has a very strong sense of entitlement. believe you're entitled to unreasonable expectations of especially favourable treatment or automatic compliance with his or her expectations.
I'm getting better at this, but I just do.
Yeah, you just assume that everyone wants to do what you want to do. Like, when I come out on a nightclub with you, I'm like, okay, get out of here. I don't like it. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Come on, yeah, try to get, come on, get, let's go. Yeah, I want to keep the party. Come on, go somewhere else.
I'm just having a good time.
But they think they are. But they, if they come with me to the next place, they'll see what a real good time is.
Right.
Before I run off.
Do you just sack everyone off though? That's the thing. You're just trying to get your own best deal. Like, I go out on a night out with you.
Yeah.
And I'm chatting to you and I'm going, Rich, and you're just looking over my shoulder trying to find something better. I'm like, Rich, like, what? I'm like, you're not even talking to me. You're looking over my shoulder like, girl. And you go, right, just get out of here. It's not me. Good, nice.
Stop, you're not looking back. Let's go.
Yeah. So then literally you go, right, okay, let's go somewhere else. I'm like, we're having a good time here. And you're like, no, come on.
Come on.
Let me go somewhere else.
Come on, everyone.
And then you just literally find a nice looking woman and just sack me off.
Listen. I'm just trying to get happy, aren't I? That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, at the expense of my happiness. What about my happiness?
But you look happy in a corner, and you look good. You look like mysterious, sort of like Vincent Gallo type in the corner.
Depressed and bored.
Bored and brooding over a pint of Carlsberg, whatever you do.
I don't drink Carlsberg.
What do you drink?
I don't know. What do I list drinks I drink?
I mean, we've started with a list of foods.
Exactly. Come on, we need to learn from that mistake.
Okay, fine.
Right. Is exploitative of others.
Never.
There's no way you can deny that one.
Listen.
There's no way you can deny that.
No way, Jose.
Listen, what about that? This is what used to happen. I used to be sit back at home in Harrogate.
Yeah.
Right, you'd phone me up and go, Andy, are you about? And I go, oh no, I've got work to do, or I'm not there, I'm not at my home.
Yeah.
So knowing that, you still go to my house, mm-hmm. knock on the doorbell, my mum would answer, go, hi, is Andy there? Knowing I'm not there. And she goes, no, he's not out. And you go, oh, okay. She's like, oh, but come in anyway. Because she's quite hospitable. Then she'd go upstairs.
Very hospitable.
You'd eat the whole loaf of bread that was in the kitchen and then just leave.
I'm not going to deny that because it's true. Okay? But like, you're allergic to bread now, aren't you?
You didn't know that 20 years ago, did you?
Didn't I? Or did I see it coming with my foresight?
Now you narcissistically think you've got foresight.
You should thank me for that. I saved you.
I'm not thanking you for
all that lovely Warburton's bread and peanut butter.
Yeah, I come downstairs because sometimes I would lie that I wasn't in because I wanted to do some work.
Yeah.
Because I know you pester me. So I'd come down looking for some nice bit of bread. None left.
No.
Some crumbs on the table.
It was so soft though, Warburton's bread back in the day. That to me was like the classiest bread you could get. Do you know what I mean? Even though it was like, right, he's what? Reading.
I'm just trying to be the next one. Right. Like a professional.
Okay, fine. Go on then.
It's often envious of others. I don't think that's that massively true about you, but like sometimes like, you are envious of other people in the same situation that I've done. Like,
yes, yes.
Like, you're also like, bloody Eddie Redmayne, he's doing good, isn't he?
He's doing good, eh? But I say it in a nice way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've sort of gritted teeth.
Yeah. It's good for Eddie that he's doing so bloody well. Okay. All of you. Nice.
Exactly.
I'm so stoked for everyone. I'm so stoked.
Right, that's the end of that.
So I'm a good person.
Basically, we've established that you've got a narcissistic personality disorder, haven't we?
A little bit. Where's your mirror?
Exactly.
Oh, fuck you, can't even sing. You're just saying the song gets impressive. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. The mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural cause, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, bees on the swarm. Rain on your college ass disco drum. Well, you didn't even touch my skill. You got to put the one killer bee, and he ain't gonna kill down. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For an EMC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bay. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage, I've been addicted. Oh baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Oh baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Oh baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Now she got issues, get the feeling it's laying on. Well, good as can be still hard to root. Well, we're more excited. Shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. or for the natural Charles Bon Voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, get so dumb. But you can't even touch my skill. You gotta vote the one killer bee anyway for the kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. But any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer, norm and bass. My producer slam, though it's like bam, jump on stage and then I dent down.
You know, when we came with Protect Your Neck, when I said first things first, man, you fucking with the worst.
Yeah.
That was Wu-Tang?
It was All Dirty Bastard with Shimmy Shimmy Ya.
Oh, wow. Hey, do you remember when we were kids and we used to drive around in your River 200 and blaring that out? You had a Wu-Tang hoodie on.
Yep.
Some little baby's booties.
They were sick.
What were they? They were like little, what were they called? Wallabies.
Yep.
Clark's Wallabies. That's what the gangsters wore. So yeah. You were there. You looked cool. What was I wearing at the time?
Like a hoodie. So
a hoodie and a big t-shirt.
Yeah.
What, going around Harrogate, the wind is blowing down. We must have looked absolutely rad.
Yeah, we did. We did. Now, hey, this is related to this. Hey, someone's got an email. Hey, guys, love the show. It's Papa Nang.
What?
Cheers, dog.
Is that good?
It's Paul from Watford.
Cheers, Paul.
Yeah, it's good. Means cool.
That's amazing. Nang,
do you not know
it?
That, mate?
No, I didn't know. I'm not into...
Fucking get with the times, will you?
I use proper English.
What, like?
Like Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah.
Because I want to get part like
this. Man, you're envious of.
Yeah, no. We're good friends, and...
good friends?
We met five times from 2003 to 2003.
Yeah, kindred spirits, eh?
Kindred spirits. Yeah. He's probably...
A man equal to you, which is preoccupied with... No, hang on. Believes he or she is special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other high... Special or high status people.
Eddie, if you're listening, give me a call. No, yeah, he's a good lad. He's actually met him like 12... years ago, and weirdly, this is a true story. He said to me, "I'm thinking of getting into acting." I said, "Oh, yeah, go for it. Yeah, it's worth a shot." And he's done all right for himself.
So, Alex,
yeah,
but under your advice,
under my, I was actually a bit annoyed when the Oscar thing was read this year.
He didn't.
I thought he was going to go. I thank mum and dad, but who I'd really like to thank is a man I met in 2003. We were both dressed on a very silly shoot, and he had ribbon tied around his forehead, and so did I. And that was what made me want to quit the job I was doing and actually do something proper like acting. Well, I stayed on and did it.
Why did you both have ribbons around your forehead?
Because a mad stylist put us in some weird clothes, and we just sort of looked at each other going, this isn't what I signed up for. We just thought, like, it did a modelling job, whatever it was.
A modelling job,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I thought, this is going to be cool, isn't it? We're going to feel really good. Like, you know that thing when you look in the future and think, this is going to be fun. I'm going to look like James Bond.
Yeah.
And then you go on, some mad stylist puts you in some mental clothes and goes, hey, you look really good.
Mm.
And it's like, really? Are you sure? Yeah, no, it's good. My friend Tarek, he did it as well. And they said he was looking, wanted to look a bit like sort of GQ-y or something. And I thought, yes, it's going to be good. Got there, they put a kilt on him and made him piss on a wall.
Why?
Just said, this is a bit of a edgy shoot, or whatever you want to call it. He's like, my mum's going to see this. I've told him at school that I'm going to look really sick. Sorry, dude, get your knob out. Piss on
it's
the
like
wall.
It's like a really rude advert for Porridge Oats.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right, this is news.
News
time.
News. So is there am I doing this bit, am I?
I love it if you went on the radio and went, I mean, on TV on 10 o'clock.
News. So anyway,
yeah, look, that's a new jingle.
That's a new jingle there, just off the tip of my tongue. So right, I tried to find again. Right, I've tired this week, wasn't I? So
yeah.
I tried to find some stuff. The world is full of bullshit. Right, I went into this paper. These are the top three ones. Davina McCall did a backwards dive into a pool. That was a story. The one beneath that, Christian Bale grew a beard. Ben Affleck carried a golden retriever and a child. And then the one beneath that was DiCaprio had sex with another model.
Another one?
How's
that still news?
I don't know. It's like...
After like the 40,000th one, you must be like, I'm getting sick of this now.
I know. Making him sex with him isn't model, and that's news.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, why is he doing that?
Literally, must run out of model soon.
Yeah.
He must run out.
He's going to come full circle back to the first one. Hey again, how are you?
Yeah, and he'll forget.
Yeah, what's your name again?
They could just Men in Black his brain, you know, when and like wipe it, and it'll be back to normal again.
Or you could just have sex with some nice, normal-looking people, you know? Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do? Why is he...
This is a good segue into what you just tweeted out on our thingy, by the way.
Yes, okay. So one of the things, basically, I've become a bit obsessed with a guy called Andrzej Pejic. So he is a guy who, if you go onto our Twitter now, he is how do you describe it? He's basically a male model, but he wears women's clothes because he's more beautiful than most women.
Mm.
It's really mad. He's like gorgeous, isn't he?
Yeah, it, no, it, he is. Yeah.
He's and I'm sorry anyone's listening. Anyone, he's probably the best looking person. He's probably better looking than any person that I've ever heard.
Hang on, wait.
I'm just saying that this bloke.
What did you say there?
Nothing, but let's just take what you want from that. But he this guy is probably more good looking than most girls that most men out there have probably slept with. Not that's not to go misogynistic. I don't want to alienate any women or anything. I'm simply saying, go onto our Twitter now and look at this man's face. It is ludicrous.
Mm.
And it's like, it made me think, remember we were talking about Curious Day? We were saying, like, you know, everyone who wants to maybe try being gay for a little bit, or but we should have one day a year so you can, like, try it out, see if it feels good, and then if not, then no one, like, goes, oh, you're a weirdo, because it's like, look, I did on Curious Day, that's fine. So people can be open and feel free and not feel stigmatised and not be how they want to be. But,
he'd be the best person to do it with, because if you walked out on the street with him, you, like, no one would bat an eyelid. No one would go, hang on, that's Rich with a bloke.
Exactly. But exactly,
and homophobic people I'm talking about. That's, obviously,
of course, yeah, you can do whatever. Exactly, fine, we're properly open. Like, I'd be tempted to just for the story. Like, he's ludicrous. Like, but he's a good segue into, like, sort of being completely gay. Because you're straight, and then you go out with a guy who looks like a girl.
He's a gateway.
And then you go into full. Then you go out with a guy.
Yeah,
and so you've sort of got in there easy, as opposed to just jumping straight in the deep end.
Yeah. Exactly. You might be put off or shocked by the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so if you. Would you, Andy? You've seen the picture.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're in a club and it's all dark and you're you're loved up as well.
If I was in a bright room like the changing rooms of H&M, I still would do it probably.
Still do it, yeah. Even if it'd be like, you don't want a bit of a, what was that film? Was it Franco Begbie who did it and went mental?
Trainspotting.
Yeah, didn't he like go with a guy who then turned out a girl who then turned out to have a little thing and he gets mental and kicks a wall?
Oh yeah, that's why he's so angry.
Gets really angry.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
You might go mental and chuck a pint glass over a balcony.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. It must be very difficult for him in clubs, like, because I think he's gay as well. So it must be like,
who? Hang on, this bloke or baby?
Yeah, he's gay, Andres. Yeah.
Oh right, okay.
He's gay. So it must be like, imagine that. Like, okay, that guy over there is gorgeous.
Mm.
If I keep my mouth shut, I could probably get him, even though he's straight.
Thing is, though, he's probably got quite high standards.
Oh yeah, yeah. What are you saying? I can't have sex with Andres Pejic?
Probably not. I mean,
no, you're right.
No, probably not, to be honest.
Okay.
What? You're depressed now, aren't you?
Hey, I'm confused, because I probably don't want to, do I? Because I'm not gay.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So, like,
I'm confused now.
This I just got like, sad about, oh,
you
damn.
Got sad about a gay person not fancying you, because you wanted to get with them. Then you realised you weren't gay.
Yeah, so it's
you're happy now. He's back.
Oh, thank God. Better now.
Right, so, okay, is that the news for you then? Or? I mean, my news isn't much better, to be honest with you.
I've
written up some stuff, but I don't actually know what it relates to now.
Right.
But I've just written 50 Cent. All I can remember is that 50 Cent...
He's bankrupt.
He's bankrupt, and he's trying to sell his 17-acre house.
Well, that's going to be impossible.
Mm.
Have you ever been on eBay and tried to sell something? It's hard enough to sell a pair of shoes. Imagine, like, who wants to buy a 17-acre house?
And also, people always email, going like, to see some more snaps. It's like, how could you snap, like, a 17-acre house? It'd be like a flipping photo.
Yeah, good point. It'd be weird.
Look.
Maybe you could have... If I was like Floyd Mayweather, I'd just, like... That's a bit... Because they're always arguing, aren't they? And that Floyd. Maybe you could come in and go, like, I'll buy it, yeah. And then just burn it to the ground. It's the sort of thing these guys do.
But then you'd have to pay a bit of money, wouldn't you, to 50 Cent?
Yeah, but he'd be like, well, look... And if 50 Cent then goes to the club, like, bopping up and down, like, he'll go, hey, I pay for that. That's what I saved you.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's a good idea. You could do it, couldn't he?
Sort of undermining him in a nice way. Let me save you, Fiddy.
Yeah.
Let me save you. Some of those guys who lend you money and go, don't worry about it. Then like they sort of sting you later on.
Yeah, loan sharks.
Yeah. Or friends.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so that's, I mean, that's been pretty bad news, isn't it? Also, just one extra thing I've got to say.
Go on.
It's not as good as the Devin and McCall diving to a pool.
Okay.
But in the year 2030, there's going to be a massive ice age.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Like in that cartoon.
Why?
I don't know. Well, I do know, but I'll sound like an absolute idiot because I can't remember all the facts. But it's something to do with the sun goes through like warmer and cooler periods and stuff. And the last cooler period we had was in like 1653 or something like that. I made it off the top of my head, but generally speaking. So that lasted like 50 years. And there's one in 2030 coming. And we're going to have like a proper ice age for like 10 years.
100%. 100% now.
Well, 100%, what do you mean?
Like, I mean, is this definitely happening? Is it going to affect, like, hot countries? Because that will melt the ice.
Yeah, it'll going to affect hot countries,
isn't it? Like beaches and stuff.
Yeah, Africa will be frozen over.
That'd be stupid.
Well, I don't know. I didn't read it properly, did I?
The desert's not going to get frosty, is it?
Huh?
The desert's not going to get frosty.
Yeah. Frosted desert.
That'd be weird. Frosted desert. Frosted desert.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird because, like, so how will this... So, oh, my God. But people who, like, own, like, freezer companies are, like, going, oh, no. Or aircon.
Yeah, ice cube dudes have just bought shares and some ice cubes.
I don't believe this. When are the shares... When can you sell the shares on? 2030? No, no one's going to buy them then.
Yeah.
We'll be wanting to... Oh, I should have bought a radiator business. I knew it. Or hair dryers.
But they're not radiators going to work up, aren't they? So.
Hey, I did have something here. I watched something on Dogging Tales. Oh, we got a song?
No.
I watched this like show on... I'm not sure if anyone saw it. It's not exactly news. It's 2 years ago. But it's about dogging, right? I watched a show on dogging, and it's really, really weird. Have you ever seen it?
I haven't been dogging, no.
It's just like a very strange... Like, I don't get the... I think it needs like a rebrand, because it doesn't look appealing.
Oh, shit.
Do you know... What?
We've had an update.
What do you mean?
Do you want to know, or does I tell you later?
Probably later, yeah, yeah.
An update about Andrej Pejic.
Okay, what's happened?
He's actually a woman now.
Oh.
You won't be seeing any more of Andrej Pejic, the androgynous male model who rose to fame in 2010. After thingy thingy blah blah blah. Earlier this year, Andreja underwent sex reassignment surgery, SRS for short. She always knew she was a woman, but her body, or at least parts of it, didn't match up. They're talking about the knob and balls.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the model trekked for a current Williamsburg digs to Isle of Dispute. It's boring. Hey, but anyway, that's the whole... Basically, the main thing is, she's a woman now.
Hang on, was she always a woman?
No, what?
I know what I'm saying. They said what they're saying was she's a woman with extra bits, which they have taken off. Like, how do you?
No, this is like, okay, say you're a man and you think, oh, do you know what? I'm in the wrong body. I want to be a woman. I've got all this stuff down my legs, and it shouldn't be there.
Okay. It's weird because normally I get that. Normally when people say that, but they look like a man, they feel they shouldn't have them, but they actually look like a man. This looks like a woman. That's what's confusing.
Right.
Like, she looks like a woman. Like, Andrej, when he was a man, didn't look like a man.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, most people do. Like, say, like, oh, for instance, Bruce Jenner, yeah?
Yeah.
He looked like a man, and he turned into a woman. This was different, because it was a person who looked like should be a woman.
Mm.
So, should she have been a woman with the extra, which they had to get rid of, or is it just a man who's very, very, very pretty?
I've got no idea, because this is an article in style.com. They haven't really gone that far into it.
So frustrating.
But, I mean, I'll read it a bit more in a song or something, but... there's an interview with her. So we'll find out.
Okay.
Anyway, talking.
I was just going to say, the whole thing about dogging, it's a very strange world. Like, I felt so sorry for the guy. Like, the guy was so beaten down by life. You know when you see someone, he's like, he just came on talking, I felt so sorry. I'm not saying this in a punching down way. It's just like, I wanted to give him a hug. Because he was saying, he went, I said, why did you get into dogging? He said, well, I work in a factory like 7 days a week, 12 days, like an hour a day. And his wife went, yeah, and I've been cheating on him. And I went, yeah, and I just wanted to get her back, so I wanted to spice it up a little bit. And I was
so
like...
So his wife was sat next to him saying she cheated on him?
Yeah, smoking a cigarette. So then they got this other girl involved, and then he went, and he was so weak, and I was like a little boy. And they went, should we go dogging? He went, okay. So they got in the car, and
they got the same voice as him then?
No, he said that to them. So these two, like, he was like a really small, tiny guy, and these guys were like big, strong women.
Right.
Standing each side of him, like...
Because he hasn't got a split personality then? Because he went, should we go dogging? Yeah, okay then.
No, yeah, so he said that. He said, should we go dogging?
And then he said, yeah, okay then.
Oh, no, yeah. And then
he answered his own question.
So, yeah, he's also mentally, really bad.
He's also mentally ill.
So then they drove off to this, like, little park in the middle of nowhere, the wood, and he's like, come on, come up here. And she went, okay. And he goes, then his wife says...
Why has his wife got the same voice as him?
No, then his wife goes, should I, do you want me to suck you off? He went, no. It's like, okay. And then another dogger comes up from behind, yeah, and goes, can I watch? He goes, no, I don't feel comfortable. And the dogger goes, well, can I get involved? He goes, no. And then the dogger goes, well, what are you doing then?
What are you doing
this
there,
isn't
mate?
Dogging. This is just, you just stood there.
You just stood your knob out in the field.
And then about half an hour later, he goes, I'm cold, I want to go home, I don't feel comfortable. And she goes, are you sure? And he goes, yeah. And they go, okay, we tried. Yeah, I know. And they get in the car and drive home. And it's like, But I think it needs a bit of a rebrand. Because, like, imagine if you had, like, dogging 90210 in Malibu in California.
It'd be sick.
Beautiful women and men, and be like, I want to get involved.
Yeah.
Just standing at the back. What's going on?
There's sort of like cool 80s synth music while they're doing.
Sick.
And everyone's got a sort of like rolled up sort of like jean jackets. Jean jackets, they're sort of, what they call, sports jackets.
Sports jacket with
like
shades.
Thing at Miami Vice.
Hey, you want to go dogging? I certainly do. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's what we need.
Hang on, but dogger, is that what they're called?
Doggers.
Because I did like a really good storybook about this little dog that it's like a sort of, what's it called, cuddly toy that got lost.
Right.
And this boy was like, oh, I can't find dogger and stuff. And then like he didn't go to a dogging site. He went to a county fair, whatever, and found a dogger, and someone had nicked it, and he bought it back again, and then everything was fine.
He bought it. So he went a little boy.
Yeah, but it's sort of, but it's kind of this. It was a little story. It's quite a famous story, but it's kind of tarnished it now. Because every time I think of that, I picture like a guy with his knob out.
Oh no! And someone watching him.
Yeah,
popping up from behind. Whoop. Okay, very nice. Whoop. It'd be quite a little pop-up book, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The Dogging Tales.
Yeah, very good.
That'd be great. Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what? I've got... actually, I can't talk about this because my mum's listening to this episode, I think.
Hello. Sorry about all the toast. Yeah. I'm gonna replenish that one day.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have another song.
Right. What song is this?
This is Tame Impala, The Moment.
Oh.
This is Fubar Radio. If you, by the way, if you want to email it in, it's hardestseatandneedle@fubarradio.com.
Lovely. You got an email there? You just missed a riveting conversation about dogging.
Yeah.
Which is quite good. I was thinking about dogging is, I don't think I could ever do it because I know, you know, people like film themselves and like to be watched or like to see themselves on camera.
I don't, but go on.
No, but that's, I hate it. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever want to make a porno of myself. Like, if I ever catch myself in the mirror, like, doing it, I feel like going, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, all the faces I'm making, like, the way my body moves, it's awful. It looks like an animal.
It's the last place that last. Like a little monkey having sex.
It's awful.
Jesus Christ, why is that your sex style?
For God's sakes, I don't know. It's just like, maybe, you know, I'm like, I live in the future. I'm probably panicking. It's going to end. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh God. So, yeah. Also, right. A little observation very quickly.
Go on.
I wanted to get this in. I suddenly thought of it in the break. Something I was thinking, you know, when you go onto porno sites, any men out there and women who go on RedTube and stuff.
Yeah. By the way, my mum is just texting, so she is listening.
Hello, Paula.
Don't do it in a sexy voice.
Hello, Paula. Sorry about that. Just go to the other side of the room and make a nice pot of tea for like.
No, because you said hair to the other side of the room.
That sounds misogynistic.
Go into another room.
Okay, go into another room and just put your fingers in your ears and go la 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 la. Richard is nice. Richard is a nice boy. Yeah. He's so nice. And come back in.
Probably for about 7 minutes because he goes on.
Yeah. Okay. Very quickly. Okay, my little point I was going to make is a second ago. Yep. You know, on like things like RedTube and stuff, like whenever you click onto a video, apparently, you get a little pop up for. Like gambling, always gambling adverts, like click here, XXX, triple win, big lotto, do you know what I mean? It's like, do I look like a man who can afford to gamble on this? Do you know what I mean? I'm here. If I have money to flutter, I'd get be able to get a girlfriend and like walk around and like have fun. And also another thing.
But, come
on. I was going to say, do you know what? Of all the I've clicked on, I've spent sometimes 8 hours at a time on these websites, not one pop-up for Kleenex.
No, they should
do
that.
That is a huge market.
No, I know, exactly.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't cottoned onto it.
No, I feel it. My mum's gone now, so it's fine. But
welcome back, Paula.
No, don't, because I'm just going to say something.
Go away again.
Go away.
Right. Go away now.
No, I feel embarrassed about all the crusty tissues my mum's had to pick up from the side of the bed.
Oh, God. Yeah. I know that she's listening.
I put them down there, and then, like, the next day, I got to go, right, I'll put those in the bin. I go the next day, look down the side of the bed, they're gone.
Really?
Yeah. But no, my mum, though, she probably put them in a scrapbook.
Bravo. Yeah. This is his proudest work. Yeah. This is.
She keeps all my stuff, like, if anything to do with my band or anything, it all goes in a scrapbook. So I look forward to seeing that next time.
Yeah, there's a whole year of just those paper tissues.
This was his first one.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah. Little idiot. Oh, I suppose you didn't blame that on me, like the bogeys down the back of the couch.
I should have done.
Yeah.
Rich has been wanking in my room and hiding it down the side of the bed.
And doing that. He's been, I know, signing his name into the backs. Yeah, anything that was you, into the backs of my T-shirts. I don't know why he's blaming that on me.
Right, this is it. This is it. Dick Baby.
This is it.
This is it with bloody Dick Baby.
It's Dick Baby.
Dick Baby. Yeah. It's Dick Baby.
I think we should get a new jingle, to be honest.
Why?
Just so we don't get sued by loose women.
But when they're going to listen to that, this.
Well, you don't know.
Also, it might be good publicity.
It could be.
Yeah, imagine we went on Loose Women. That would be a dream of mine, actually.
Welcome to the stage. The thieves of our... what's it called? Jingle. It's Andy and Rich.
Yeah.
And just always screaming behind you going, he did it, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that programme. It's good.
It's good, isn't it?
I like the theme tune. That's why I stole it. Right. Okay, Dick Baby this week, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Right. But this is a special edition of Dick Baby because what we're going to do this week is I'm going to show you a picture of this particular Dick Baby.
Okay.
And it's a Dick Baby from the past.
Okay.
Right? So basically, I'll show you this picture of this Dick Baby. I'm going to say if it's famous or not. Then you can judge and then we'll actually know if it's a dick.
Okay, wow. See what my skills are like.
Yeah, and also I know we always say this every single week, but this week we're actually going to tweet it out.
Yeah, we're actually going to prepare yourself.
Yeah, and also our Twitter is at Rich and Andy. So go and add us because we've literally got 103 followers.
Please, we need to get more followers because we need to get free stuff.
Yeah.
We can start to tweet out pictures of Vita Coco. The lovely drink from the Vita Coco boys, and like I don't know, any other sort of free samples you get. That's what happens nowadays, don't you?
What?
You like sort of tweet out a picture of like a Mars bar and you get free Mars bars.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they give you money.
Right, Dick Baby, okay.
Yes, here it goes.
Alright, okay, so I'm just gonna. I'm just trying to think how to. Right, okay, so I can't give you the name because it might give it away.
Right.
So what do you think of this one?
Fucking hell. Sorry, I choked on my sort of throat.
What, because of the Dick Baby?
Right, now, what? Okay, give it here.
You need to describe it.
Give it
basically,
here.
This baby...
Right, this baby looks like... Right, okay. I can't tell if it's evil or if it's just seen someone evil.
Right.
It looks like it's just seen like a... Like, it's just seen the most awful sight. But maybe it's just got, planning an awful sight in its mind.
It's got a very scared look on its face, but also it looks like Alfred Hitchcock.
He looks like many babies.
Yeah, I know he does. He looks like a mole. Same as Phil Mitchell.
Yeah. But let's just have a look at this. And let's have a look. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. Okay. What's that thing coming out of the back of its head on the right?
Oh, it's like a bit of string.
So
it's not attached to its head. I'm sure it's in like one of those little buggy things. You know, bouncy trampoline things.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to get a bit of context for what is going on there.
Yeah, and how old is this baby? But everyone listening, this? Because literally no one can see it.
Yeah.
Basically, what it is, it's a scared or scary looking
baby. It
looks like a Hitchcock. It's got a double chin.
Yeah, it'll be tweeted
and
out.
It looks a little bit abnormal. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go for. Do you know what? And I know it's a bit harsh because we've only got one this week, but like. No, it's not.
It's not?
It's not.
Wow.
Because, like, it looks petrified. It looks like a dick baby would not have that look in its eye.
No.
It'd be like, it'd look, have like a, what's it called when you look down on someone?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's looking down
he's
on someone.
He's not looking down on anyone, is he? He's not condescending anyone.
He's looking right in their eyes going, what is that?
Yeah.
So, no, it's not a dick baby.
Right, mate, do you know what?
Go on.
Thank you very much, because that is me. Where's the baby?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm not a dick baby.
No way. Yeah. I've literally been looking at you from over the top of it. That's insane. Yeah. Is that you?
Yeah, 33 years
right,
ago.
Right, I changed my mind.
What? Is Nick baby now?
No, he's not. I'm only joking. I'm a nice guy. Wow, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to tweet this out?
You're going to tweet it out, yeah. But also, I think you've got me spot on. Scared.
Scared as hell.
Literally scared of my own shadow.
What are you looking at? Just the camera there, I'm assuming there.
Yeah. But literally every single picture my mum's got of me, I was flicking through them a while ago, every picture I look scared as hell.
It looks too, is a camera.
Either my mum and dad are scary, or I'm just a
no, I think it's like, because when we were filming a thing that they did, like, when the camera's rolled, you were like, oh my God. So maybe this is the small version of that. This could have, like, influenced you.
What, when we were filming the Channel 4 thing?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, like, the camera, you went, oh my God. You had to, Andy, basically, we filmed something for Channel 4 where Andy had to play a character and he didn't need these glasses, but he basically said, oh, I think the character would wear these very, very thick glasses. So Andy basically blinded himself so he could act. So he couldn't see a damn thing for the whole, like, 4 days we were filming.
Yeah, if I can't see anyone's faces, I don't feel scared.
You're not scared of the big blur. Is everything all right, Andy? Yeah, fine, thanks, with massive eyes. Such huge eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that explains some things, so...
There we go.
There, you're not a dick, mate.
Thank you, mate. That's nice.
Thanks
for
the toast.
Yeah, no worries.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what are we going to do now? We're going
to... also, on this note, I was chatting to someone from Venezuela, right, the other day. And we're chatting about Christmas.
Yeah.
And I found out something pretty mental. It's to do with babies as well.
Okay.
Right? They don't have Santa Claus over there, right? They don't have Santa Claus. Santa Claus doesn't go around delivering presents. Do you know who they have?
Who?
Baby Jesus.
What?
Baby Jesus goes round delivering presents in Venezuela.
Why?
I don't know. It's insane. It's literally insane. I had so many questions.
It doesn't make any sense. Hang on, hang on.
Listen,
it doesn't make any sense. Because
what? Go on.
That's his birth. You can't... Is he a baby?
I don't know what... It's stupid, isn't it? It doesn't make any sense, literally.
Everyone knows he's 33 and he died.
I know.
So you can't come back as a baby.
I thought he was 27, wasn't he? I thought he was like a...
No, he's not. That's Jimi Hendrix.
Death.
No,
oh,
that's
it?
Kurt Cobain.
Oh, right.
But no, seriously. Are you...
I thought it was like him, Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix, Jesus.
No, Jesus was like 33.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so, he's not as cool as I thought.
No, why does... I'm confused. Why...
Well, this is some questions that I had for them. I can just tell you the answers.
Okay.
Right, okay, so I said, it's basically, it's not got a beard. That's the first thing I asked.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, good point.
Right. They don't leave breast milk out rather than sherry.
They don't?
No, but they do leave milk sweets out.
Milk sweets?
Yeah.
Very specific sort of... This is insane.
It's mad, isn't it? And also, okay, there's some very sort of, like, obvious questions, like, how the hell can it read Christmas lists?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Good point. How old is it?
It's like one. I looked at
a
picture.
Is that a fact? One?
No, it's not a fact, but I'm judging from what it looks like.
Does it look like it could, like, carry, like, gifts?
This is the thing. Like, it must be the buffiest baby ever. How the hell can it carry all these presents?
A hunky baby?
Yeah.
That's weird.
A bulked-up baby. But that's the thing. Like, either it's that or, like...
Has it got the mind of a man, like one in Roger Rabbit?
No, I think it's the mind of a baby. So it's supposed to have the mentality of a baby. But also, right, basically, I don't know how he carries all this stuff. But, I mean, unless he's carrying, like, one item at a time, in which case it must take ages.
And he's got to stop to eat the milk sweets.
Yeah, and this is when... I remember when I moved rooms, right? I moved from one room to another.
Yeah.
I thought, right, there's no point, like, actually packing because I'm just moving really close. So I ended up, like carrying, like, one CD at a time. It took ages.
Oh, yeah.
A really long time. That's what... Unless he's buff as hell, like Hulk Hogan, or he's, like, magic.
Well,
right?
You've seen a picture.
I saw a picture and he didn't look that buff. But he was wearing clothes, so he might be hiding the buffness.
Yeah, people do that, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's insane.
But also this as well, like minimum working age of there is 18, so he's breaking all sorts of child labour laws as well.
Yeah, the NSPCC, they should be bang on to that.
Exactly, he'd probably on the run from the police the whole time.
I see. And it's easy to snare him as well, because we know when he's going to come.
Yeah.
You just put a little CCTV camera on the milk suite, and we'll capture him.
Yeah.
Wow. That means, hang on, the milk suites, are they like designed specifically for him? Like, because
you seem to be focusing a lot on these milk suites.
Because I think
all the other insane bullshit that's going on.
So I can handle a little baby like flying around. How does he get around?
He flies.
With it, what?
He actually flies around.
With flapping his arms? How?
Yeah, this is what, like, basically, a lot of the answers to the questions I had ended with magic. They just said magic. Magic.
That's an easy get out, isn't
it? It's an easy get out, yeah. And I also said this as well. I said, in England, we sit on like Santa's knee, don't you? Like in mother care.
Oh
stuff.
My God.
You can't sit on baby Jesus' knee. You'll crush him.
Crush the little idiot.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That'd be so bizarre. Hang on, that'd be like a pedo's dream, wouldn't it?
Yeah, unless
it's... that time of year again.
Yeah.
The Harrods.
But yes. Baby Jesus might get me like in a baby headlock or something, you know. He's quite tough, isn't he?
He'll fly off.
Yeah. But he must have a magic knee then, unless if you can do that.
Well, you can just say, yeah, magic for anything, can't you?
Yeah.
That's mad that there's a whole like industry built around that, like the little sweets. You're going to set up a company selling sweets to this fake baby that they think flies around. That's mad, isn't it?
It's crazy, yeah.
These idiots are buying them.
Well, that's quite a specific thing you're catering to. But I guess like Werther's Originals cater to old people, didn't they?
It's the opposite of that.
It's the opposite of that. Complete opposite.
Yeah. Weirdly, old people are like babies, aren't they, as well?
Yeah.
It's just...
Maybe you could substitute a Werther's Original for a milk sweet and no one would know the difference.
Baby Jesus would.
Oh, he would, wouldn't he?
He's have a magic instinct.
Yeah, he would.
I'm choking on something.
Right. It's pretty crazy, though, no?
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. On that crazy note...
Yeah.
Let's have a song.
What we got?
Like to take a semen fix. Biggest standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show. See them as they really are. But the people in my brain, two new pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery. Put you all inside my show. Andy Warhol looks a scream. Hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all. Andy walking, Andy tired. Andy take a little snooze. Tie him up when he fast asleep. Send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue. What a jolly boring thing to do. Andy Warhol, let's just scream. Hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all. Andy Warhol, let's just scream. Hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all.
David Bowie with Andy Warhol. You know, one thing I've noticed about that song.
Yep.
Metallica completely. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks very much.
Hey, yeah, Metallica, Master of Puppets by Metallica.
Master of Puppets,
uses
yeah.
exactly the same riff as the start riff of that song.
Really?
Okay, so this, you want to hear it again? This is the and this is the song we just played, all right? This yeah. is a riff. Okay. Okay, and this is the Metallica Master of Puppets one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly
mad.
The same.
Yeah, so who did that? Who did first?
Metallica. No, of course it's David Bowie who did it first.
Oh, yeah,
isn't he?
Sorry, yeah, yeah. So is he annoyed? Is he alright?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him. No, but I don't know. There's other like homages as well. There's a song called Leper Messiah, which is a lyric in a David Bowie song as well.
Really?
Yeah. If I always thought if I brought open a curry house, I'd call it Leper Masala.
Yeah.
It might put people off.
Yeah, I think it will, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
why I didn't do it.
I can't see that working very well,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, sure. All right. Okay, this is the next segment of the show. It is Stalking Kurt Russell.
Stalking Kurt Russell. So every week we are trying to track down... Oh, before we start, Andy, I got a text from your mum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is nice. Check this out, guys. Always knew you were coming for the food, but we did not mind. You were a lovely kid. Kiss. So there we go. Thank you very much, Paula.
Always knew you were coming for the food.
Love you too. There we go. A lovely
kid. She just
kid.
Knew she's been used.
No. She knew she's been used, but
she didn't mind because she did it in a nice way.
In a nice way.
You're a nice user.
Okay.
A nice parasite.
Of all the users, you were the best.
Yeah.
Fine. So yeah, we've got Stalking Kurt Russell now. About every week, we try and get our childhood hero, Kurt Russell, down onto the show. By any means necessary. Whoa, my voice just went weird in my headphones. So what we did last week, yeah. we managed to track down the estate agents that sold a house to his daughter Kate Hudson.
Just made me move away from the microphone. Oh no, both of our microphones sound insane.
Yeah, no.
Okay, no worries.
Normally when a microphone goes all awful, it's my fault.
Mm.
But this time, no. It's technology. So yeah, we've managed to... So last night, tell us how you got this guy, Andy.
Okay, so last night I thought, oh shit, I haven't got anything for Stalking Kurt Russell.
Right. Did that for most things on the show.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's literally the theme of most of the shows.
So I got to one in the morning, I thought, shitting hell.
Yeah, so I just went crazy on Facebook and just started adding emailing, like basically spamming every single Kurt Russell
okay.
on Facebook. And there's one called Kurt Russell's Hair.
Right.
A fan page called Kurt Russell's Hair.
So we've got...
And he got back to me 1 o'clock last night. I was like, it's Kurt Russell's hair. He's got back to me.
Oh, wow.
Which is weird. And then he sent us an email saying he's happy to come on the show and explain what's going on. So
wicked. Where is this guy?
We're going to chat to him now. We're just going to Skype him now.
But I mean, where is he?
Oh, he's in Australia.
Friggin' hell.
Kurt's hair is in Australia, basically.
Hello.
Hello, is that Cody?
That is me, yes.
Wow. Hi, Cody.
How you doing? You all right?
Oh, I'm tired.
Oh, yeah, it's late for you.
Midnight.
So am I.
12:08, yeah.
So am I, Cody. I've been eating, I've on a very strict diet at the moment where I'm doing a ceremony this weekend. I'm not allowed to eat anything, literally anything.
Yeah. I've been listening, yeah.
Oh, have you? Oh, right.
It's killing me. Oh, wicked. We've got an extra listener. So yeah. This is great. So,
I just emailed Cody last night.
Yeah.
Explaining about the show and stuff, and he said he's willing to come on and he's happy to come on and answer some questions.
Thank you so
stuff.
Much, man. We really appreciate this. It's been a long road for 4 weeks. It's only been four episodes, but still, yeah. We're getting there. So what did you think last night when you got a message from Andy saying this?
Well, I received it while I was at work this morning.
Weird.
So, yeah, just kind of went through my phone and the boss was watching me, but I felt it needed to be done. It seems like a pretty
important
sort of valiant cause.
Yeah, it is. Right. So how did you get into Kurt Russell? What made you set up the Kurt Russell's Hair page?
Well, I'm just a big fan of his hair, to be honest with you.
Amazing.
It wasn't me that set it up. It was my friend, but he started receiving too many notifications from it.
Wow.
Whoa.
So, yeah, he assigned it to me. I've been given the privilege.
Wow.
So what actually is for someone who's not seen the fan page and stuff, what's on it?
I have no idea. I'm not the one that posts on it. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we don't have many followers. I think there's 2,000 or something there. But
hey good.
Look, we've got 100 Twitter followers, so that's a hell of a lot better.
It's not to be scoffed at, 2,000. No. That's pretty good. What? So are you into Kurt Russell's hair? Because like, that's one thing that stands out to me. It looks looks really big and bouncy, like he's probably been driving around on a quad bike to blow dry it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
And what's your favorite? What would you say is like your favorite hair? I mean, like, what film is his hair perfect in for you?
Straight off the top of my dome,
like his hair,
The Thing. It's perfect.
That's pretty good. I just had Big Trouble in Little China myself, but yeah, The Thing is still pretty good. It's more sort of rugged than The Thing, isn't it?
Classic mullet.
Yeah. Classic mullet and beard combo with bits of ice in it.
Yeah. And I'm Australian too, so
What?
I know the mullet and beard combo.
I must say a lot of those.
I had a little theory about it, because you know, over here, you sound quite chilled, actually, and like very relaxed, but over here, the Australians are very loud. They're like, g'day! And they're always jumping around. And I thought, like, I think the reason they might be, I'm not being xenophobic here or anything, I think the reason they're quite loud is because your country's very big and vast, so you might have to shout to be heard.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Whereas here, it's very closed and like squidged in together, so you don't need to, but it's maybe a hangover from where they come from.
Well, you heard it there.
Either that or they're just pissed.
Yeah, which they generally are when I meet them in the walkabout.
So you said on in your email or your Facebook message that you get a lot of emails from people thinking you are Kurt Russell.
Yeah, it's strange. The page is clearly called Kurt Russell's Hair, but we get a lot of people. It appears specifically from Israel and that sort of thing.
Wow.
Wishing me all the best, saying they want me to act in more movies.
Oh my God!
Maybe they think you actually are Kurt Russell's hair, and they're just wishing goodwills on his hair
so
it stays
at Buffon. When they watch the films, they don't even look at his face; they're looking at his hair. They're looking at the
exactly
top of the screen.
His hair is bigger in Israel than he is.
Yeah, everything from the forehead up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So they actually think that Kurt Russell is now manning this page. So he's not busy enough. he's got a little thing with 2,000 Twitter followers.
He's managing his own page, pretending to be his own haircut.
Yeah, I get some strange ones too. I got a man wrote me a poem.
Oh, please, do you have it handy?
I don't want to.
Is it personal?
Am I allowed to? Oh
yes,
no!
Of course you can. Do you have to say his name, please? This is beautiful.
His name. Yeah, if you can
this
find
is
it.
So beautiful.
Okay, hold on, let me find it. I had it open.
You got it in your wallet?
A poem about Kurt Russell's hair.
Oh, I keep it with me at all times.
It's like the Quran. It's an image of his hair and this little thing. You just chant it over and over. Wow.
Cool. So you got it on you, have you?
I'm getting it up now.
Oh, okay.
Find it. Wow.
This is a long one. It's pretty beautiful. It was written by a man named Rajesh. He's actually from the UK as well.
Wow.
Out of the yonder I appeared, fluidity and change is my nature, betterment is my aim, like water I cleanse, like ice I break, like steam I scold, beautiful I am, inspiration my game, winning is my spirit and truth is my gain.
Wow!
And that's about Kurt's hair.
Is it about Kurt's hair? Does it go on?
Yeah, I like to think it was about me, but it's almost certainly about
Kurt. I'll take that for me. Kurt doesn't need to know about that. Wow, yeah. That's amazing. Is this crazy. A common thing? Poems about hair?
Yeah. In about 2013, I'm not sure why, but that's when we got basically an influx of sort of people asking if they can be in one of our movies. And
oh, my God. Was one of those from a man called Andrew Needle? If there was, it would have been
Andy. No, I got one from him today, but
that was it. He's back.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing. So have you met people apparently who have that have actually met him? Any people?
Yeah.
What have they said? This is we need to get close to him now. So what have they said about him? Tell us any sort of tales they've said.
Okay, we've got one guy who said he used to play baseball with him.
Oh
wow!
No way.
Seriously?
Yeah. I can give you his name if you like.
Yeah. Read it out.
No, not now.
No. Go on.
I mean, read it after. We'll chat to you after, but that's
fine. Hold on, I have to scroll through it. I don't have it open here.
Okay, fine. Okay. So what was he saying about him?
Kurt, you and I played baseball together in Thousand Oaks. Your father was our coach. Brian Torch.
Brian Torch?
That's a cool
name. He shouldn't be near someone's hair.
Yeah, he should be in a film as well.
He shouldn't be near someone's hair.
No, he should have known.
Yeah.
What if, imagine all the sort of hairspray Kurt's got on as well.
If you give him some hairspray, he'd go up like a bonfire.
Wow, so any more clues that might be able to get us closer to Kurt? Like, maybe we'll get in, so can we get in contact with this guy then via Facebook?
Yeah,
Sick.
Are you, sure,
yeah, because we want to have a bit of a detective quest, aren't we?
Yeah,
detective
we're trying to get him on the show. One day we hope to. So we've managed to.
If you've got any leads, basically,
any leads,
we'll take them.
Please hand them over. We promise not to let them go on air without their consent. But that's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Cody, just what do you do yourself then? So you're based in Australia. Where exactly are you from in Australia?
The middle of nowhere, the arse end I'm from.
Okay.
Which bit?
The middle.
Isn't that the bush?
Yeah, the it's outback. All in the bush.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, exciting.
Everywhere but the city's a bush, I think, so.
Yeah. Because, stop talking about going to Sydney then. Everyone in Sydney looks very, very muscly and brown, I've noticed.
It is, yeah.
I don't think we'd fit. I don't think me and Annie would fit
no,
in
we
there.
Definitely.
We may well send you a picture of our bodies and faces. Yeah. And
baby Jesus might fit in.
Yeah, he's pretty buff. We were just saying earlier, Cody, Andy found out that in Venezuela, there's no such thing as Father Christmas. All the presents are delivered by baby Jesus, which is weird.
Right.
Mm.
How weird is that?
It doesn't make any sense, Cody.
I mean,
I don't follow it. But apparently, baby Jesus is magic.
It's sort of on par with the fat guy sort of flying around in the sled.
Yeah, it's a similar thing, but we're saying, like, imagine, like, at Christmas going sit on little baby Jesus's knee.
Yeah, and also, like, he's breaking loads of child labour laws and stuff like that. He shouldn't be working at 8 and
Yeah, he's only 0 years old, for Christ's sakes.
But yeah, Cody, thanks so much for phoning in, by the way. We really, really appreciate it.
So we've got a lead out of that, which is fantastic.
We've got a couple of leads and stuff. Have you met Kurt yourself, or are you just a fan?
No, but I'm almost certain that I saw Kate Hudson once at a bistro in Sydney.
Wow. That's good enough for
us. It was pretty busy. I was a bit hazy, but she was blonde.
Well, right. That'll do us.
Any blonde woman.
It was Kate. It's good enough for us.
Yeah.
So
may have been Kate. May have been.
Wicked, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks
and,
a lot, Cody.
We'll be in touch to get those leads off you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.
Wicked, cheers, man. Take
care. Cheers, mate.
See you. Bye.
Well, he seemed like a nice man, didn't he?
Lovely. Cody.
Yeah.
Which is
a perfect name for Kurt's hair. Cody.
Yeah.
If his hair had name, Cody is a pretty decent one.
It would be Cody. I always want to be called something like Cody or sort of Jake or Corey. There's very American names. They're awesome, aren't they?
Yeah, they're sick.
Better than Rich.
Exactly.
Rich. Rich is so obvious. Such an obvious name.
Richard.
Yeah?
No. I wasn't supposed to say
that. You're calling me to get to a song.
No. So have we got any more Kurt news and stuff? I mean, like, we've got some more leads, so that's sort of, you know.
Well, we could try to talk to some more.
Yeah.
I mean, we might be able to call Michael from, it's up to you.
Okay, so last week we had, Rich pretended to be Kurt's son Wyatt.
Yeah.
Call up an estate agent and chat to a woman about a house that got sold to Kate Hudson 5 years ago.
5 years ago. I said, my name's Wyatt, and basically I told him that I was Kurt's son and that I need to tell him a big secret, but I couldn't get hold of him because I just lost his phone number. It burned out of a window.
Yeah. And the woman believed him.
And she believed me because that's my manipulation skills.
Exactly.
Sorry, no, they're not. That was my good acting skills.
Yeah.
What's the difference between...
You'll be nicking a loaf of bread next.
Yeah. Eddie Redmayne is a great manipulator, isn't he? He manipulated his way into an Oscar.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Right, we should have a song and come back in a bit.
Yeah, we shall.
Right. We'll see you.
Okay, this is MIA.
Calling, speak the slang now. Boy say what? Guan girl say what? What? London calling, speak the slang now. Boy say what? Guan girl say what? What? Slam, galang, 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 galang. Shotgun, get down, 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 get down. Too late, you down. Dun 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 dun. Laser bay. Help you, don't let them get to you. If it's got money, get it. That's fabulous. Sell it to sell.
I was MA with Galang. This is FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Hardest Your Needle on FUBAR Radio. Should we play him a little jingle?
Yeah.
Wicked. Hardest Your Needle on FUBAR Radio. Oh my god. That was awful. Let's never do that again.
Let's never play the jingle again. I played about three jingles at once then by accident.
Apologise to everyone's ears. That was horrendous. That noise. Right, so welcome back.
Welcome back with that lovely cacophonous noise.
Yeah. So, what do you want to talk about, Andy?
Right, so a couple of weeks ago, I debunked the whole came first, the chicken or the egg.
Chicken or the egg? It was, of course, the dinosaur.
It was a dinosaur?
Yeah, everyone knows
I
that.
I put something in my mouth then, and I've got to introduce something.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Stupid. Right, but yeah, so that was that. I solved that one. People have been asking that for years.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight away, did it.
Boom.
Solved it.
Dinosaur. See you later.
So I've got some other ones here in my section called Debunked.
Right.
Right, hang on. I've got a little jingle for it.
Another jingle? Debunk. What? Have you just messed up again?
No, do you want to hear it again? Debunked.
What is going on here?
Debunked. Debunked. It's called debunked.
Oh, a debunking debunked. Shit. Okay, fine. Okay,
like,
right.
To be fair, like, basically, it's not bunked, it's bonk from bonkers. You know, like, Dizzy Rascal Bonkers.
Okay, right.
And also, I couldn't find D for some reason, it's B, so B-bonked.
B-bonked. Okay, well, you're going to B... Bonk. What's the last bit?
I couldn't find a T, so that's just like a hi-hat hit.
Okay, right. Okay, right, well, go on then, bonk something.
I struggled.
Come on.
I struggled, but anyway, let's find it. 1 second.
And it's going to bonk an urban myth.
My professional notes.
Or a big question.
So, all right. This one's been troubling people for a long time.
Okay.
Does the body rule the mind, or does the mind rule the body? It's the mind.
Bonk. Right, well, tune in next week for more.
I've got some more, yeah?
Okay.
Is it better to have loved and lost, or never have loved at all? It's better to have loved and lost. Bonk. Okay.
Right, okay.
And there's one more. If a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Does it?
Yes. Bonk. Right,
wow,
so that's that.
That was bee-bonked.
Yeah.
That was bee-bonked. Okay, so, yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sort of...
Impressed or what?
Pretty impressed,
that's
dude.
Pretty quick as well. Just straight through them.
Straight, exactly. That's some of my biggest questions there. But the thing is, you had one like where... Wasn't that the thing about like... you know the sort of particles thing? Where particles get split.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you were saying, what was that thing we were going to talk about?
What are you talking about?
Because basically, there was the. What am I looking at here? Yes.
I don't know. What's going on?
Look, let's just move on from here.
Okay, sure.
Okay, because I was going to do something about something which we can't talk about, as realised on the on the show.
What the hell? Right.
So, let's move on.
Okay. So, you going to say something. What's going on, Richard?
I'm trying to find my paper.
You told me. I said I've got some debunk section. You said you've got some stuff that's good because you've got something about bunking off school.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. If I'm going to talk about that. Yeah.
Well, it's written on the notes as well.
No, because I thought we were going to talk about I was going to debunk something.
Yeah, but... I said I'm going to do these things. You said you've got something on one of those.
No.
But I don't know. You didn't tell me what it was. So
no, I don't.
The one you said it was, which you didn't tell me though, was that it's something to do with the tree falls in the woods. So you're going to contest that one.
No. It must be this miscommunication here. It's been absolutely terrible planning.
Why?
I had something to do with the particles being split. And what's that got to do with it? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, we can't do it now because you've just exposed the inner workings of the whole thing.
Oh, I've just realised.
Right.
Oh, should I not explain? So it makes some sort of sense. They haven't wasted their time.
All right, then.
I was going to explain. Basically, I want to debunk Andy's thing because I've completely forgotten. Yeah, I do.
Andy's,
what you said then about the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, falling in the woods. There's actually a theory that's been brought up, which is it's called a split particle theory. This is true. Science. Actual science. And what they do is they sort of monitored little sort of neutrons being fired through a slit in a wall. Yeah. And when they saw how they moved, they're like, oh, that's weird. Let's film that and record it. And then when they observed it, they moved in a different way. So basically, when things are being observed, whatever it is, trees, life, anything, it moves in a different way when it's being observed.
So if it acts differently.
I swear to God, yeah, particles move around differently in things. So the world knows when it's being watched. I swear to God.
That's crazy.
Go online, the split particle theory. Go onto Google, check it out. Go into YouTube. The split string theory. Or something. Google that.
That kind of suggests that we're in some kind of like simulation or something, which, because you'd assume that everything acts the same because it's an object and stuff. But this kind of this hints to the fact that maybe like we are in some kind of simulation. If everything knows it's being watched and it acts differently accordingly,
it only knows when it's being watched. It doesn't know all. So oh, yeah, I suppose it does, because then it knows when it's being watched. But it's weird because our particles in our body know when we're being watched. We don't with our minds, because we're looking forward. But something in us knows that it's being watched. Do you know what I mean? So our particles will act differently, which means that
what
you
is
know
it?
This
Why
whole
is the science of all that though. How does that all work?
Because I don't know how they do it. But basically, what does this mean in the fact that, because we've been getting spied on by the NSA for the last like God knows how long, 30 years. So maybe we've been acting in a way that we wouldn't have if we hadn't been spied on.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that good news to you? Because you kind of like people looking at you.
Yeah, so technically I've been famous. I am famous.
You're famous, yeah.
If you go to NSA, they'll know my name. Yeah. I am huge.
I've got a massive file on you.
I've got a yeah, exactly. Anyone in there, in the geeks who are looking through my records, they'll know exactly. You ask me who old Richie Boy is? Oh, yeah. They got you. But yeah, bunking off school. I was going to say, bunking off school used to be so good, didn't it?
Yeah.
Getting off school.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Wait.
So you debunked my theory, yeah?
Oh, I've just debunked it, yeah. Bonk.
All right, well, yeah, I accept that now.
Okay, fine.
I'm a big man. I know when something's, you know.
Been debunked.
I can go back on my previous opinion.
You're a grown man, and you
know, man.
You know when something's been bebonked.
Exactly.
All right.
Or BB-bonked in this case.
Or BB-bonked. I've BB-bonked Andy. Oh, yeah. God. No, I haven't. Sorry, Paula, if you're listening.
Bunking off school.
Yes. Yeah, so basically, when you were a kid, bunking off school was absolutely amazing. That came from bunking off the word bunk. I just sort of got into my head when I was sort of going through it last night. It was so good. You can't really, you bunk off shit now. It's not as good.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I forgot to talk.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, don't do that anymore.
I nodded at you. I don't, but normally I'm pretty good at talking.
Quite
back.
Good. We haven't got stuff in your mouth.
Yep.
But yeah, it used to be so. Anyone else? Please, could you tweet in about the stuff you used to do? Because it was. I used to get up in the morning. And I'm not sure if anyone else did this. You wake up, you're ill. 100%, you're ill. I feel ill. But then as soon as your mum goes, all right, take the day off school. You start to feel better. And yeah. I swear to God, by like 12 in the afternoon, you feel fine. And you can do stuff like watch TV, wank off, whatever you want to do. But like, you feel fine. Then your mum comes home at night and you're all fine. She goes, you little faker. And it's like, I wasn't faking.
No, I was ill this morning.
I swear down.
This is
and,
it.
But then you get, by the end of the night, you get ill again. And the next day, she goes, oh, no, you're not doing that again. It's like, no, sorry, I've got ill again. Something happens in the morning and on the
and
evening.
The night. I know. And also, as well, because you're lying in bed, like, and you're a kid, you've got loads of energy, you're like, I've got my energetic now. So you sort of, you become more, like, animated and start running about and, like, you know, just want to like, expel all the energy.
Yeah.
At about 3 or 4, then your mum's like, right, you're going to school definitely tomorrow. This is insane.
It's so annoying. It's just the bad timing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good, though, just, like, staying in, doing, like, being, sort of abusing yourself.
Hmm?
Just when you were a kid, when you're like 15 years old, no? Do you know how to do that?
What do you mean, abusing myself?
We've established
that. Punch myself in the face?
No. No, just like, you know, you're down there. Like, you're staying in, wanging off, basically, what I'm saying.
Oh, right.
Because you had a whole day off to yourself. It's like, right, what am I going to do? I've got nothing to do all day.
Yeah, exactly.
This is all I can...
I'm in my pants.
I'm naked. I'm in bed for a whole day.
Yeah.
Alone. I mean, if I had a girlfriend, which... Did you have a girlfriend at that age? No, you sort of didn't, did you?
What?
I'm talking like 14.
Yeah, but only for a month and a half.
Oh, really? Nothing too serious,
didn't
nothing
work
too heavy.
Out, didn't work out.
Is that the one who got bitten on the face by a horse?
No, it's a different one.
The one who worked in Sainsbury's?
Yeah, don't give away all my...
What?
Don't give away too many details.
Your exes?
Yeah.
Wow, you sell that to a newspaper.
Yeah.
Should be able to sell a story one day. Yeah, quite mad. Yeah, I think we should maybe have a song.
Well, I thought you had a bit more than that about it. I thought you had a whole thing about...
No, I was going to say the time that I found out that at my school... I bicked my hair. Basically, what happened was, this is what happened. My friend sort of did it. So I went to the hairdressers, and I'm not sure if you ever had like a bad haircut when you're a kid, but I used to want to look hard. I went through a phase I wanted to look hard, like Brian Harvey from U17. So I got like 3 earrings, and I went and said, look, I want like a 0.5 on the sides. He went, I can only do your 2. So I took in a picture of Paul Gascoigne, but he cut it like Paul Gascoigne.
That's mad, because I also took a picture of Paul Gascoigne.
And we're from the same era, aren't we?
Yeah, I know, but isn't it crazy that we both did the picture
same
of
thing?
Paul Gascoigne?
But only one of us came away and had to. I basically went home because he would only cut into a grade 2. I was like, I can have a grade 2. He went, you look nice. I don't look nice. I look hard as fuck. Yeah. You mean
Brian Harvey doesn't look nice.
Yeah, he didn't look nice. He's got to get a dog and do some ease.
Yeah.
So I went back. I said, Mum, I need to. I was crying. I was so angry. I was like, he won't cut it. I need to tell him that I can have a 0.5. She went, I can't be bothered. I was like, right. So I ran to my mum's bathroom, got a Bic razor that she did her legs with, and bicked my head. It was bleeding. I came out going, see? You see what you made me do? Yeah. This is what you made me do now. She was like, oh my God. And anyway.
So what, you started crying?
Yeah, that wasn't very hard of me.
Brian Harvey doesn't cry either.
Well, forget
well,
that
maybe
bit.
Maybe he does at home. We don't know.
Yeah, but we don't know what he does behind closed doors. He probably does. He just crashes his car. He rides him, drives over himself.
Run over himself after eating two potatoes.
Anyway, the story goes. It actually happened. I went to school the next day, and they basically said I looked like a racist, so they kicked me out for 2 weeks. So because my head was so bored, I looked like a scary racist thug, because I'd like, which I wanted, because I had like sort of cuts all over my head. And then my friend Craig found out that I got 2 weeks off because I bicked my head. He went, oh, fine. He bicked his head, so there was just two bald guys hanging around together for 2 weeks. He got 2 weeks off school,
like the Mitchell Brothers.
Yeah, very much like that. Wow. But about, like, you know, 5 foot tall and
Mitchell Brothers when they were 12.
Skinny.
Oh,
yeah.
How old were you? 14.
14. Yeah.
Cool.
Good days.
Oh, that sounds like good days. Yeah, bleeding head. Walking around with a bleeding head.
And my head looks stupid because I've got a really, really silly shaped head.
Yeah.
Isn't it awful?
Well, no. This is the thing, right? You always go on about that you've got your head looks like an egg.
Yeah, I don't like it, yeah.
But I can't see that because you've got a shitload of hair all over the place, so...
Yeah, but the hair doesn't grow out in the right way. I'll show you how I want my hair to grow out. I'm going to tweet this out now, actually. Look at this picture of Kenny Loggins. 1 second. I'm going to get to it now. Sorry, everyone. But you know, does anyone else here have bad hair days? It's just like, it's not... I want it to grow up and out of the scalp like a Rusussiani. Remember those like Rusussianis you get?
No. Kenny Loggins, like, Rusussiani. What? Who are you?
Kenny Loggins. I mean, Rusussiani was this thing that used to practice like resuscitating. Here's Kenny Loggins.
You want your hair like that?
I think it'd be quite nice.
He looks like a 70s TV presenter.
He does a bit. But like his hair, forget the face.
He looks like a BG.
Again, forget the face, but just like, look at the hair. Nice, big and thick.
You'd find that on a horse.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to tweet this picture out now. Kenny Loggins has lovely hair.
But why do you want horse hair?
Because it's thick. My hair, look, it falls down, it goes lank. I don't like that. I want it to grow like up and boosh out the top. So it goes up and then grows round.
Yeah.
Like a bowl. Like if I get a bowl cut, it falls flat.
Yeah.
I look like the dog out of Dumb and Dumber, and I don't like
that.
Yeah,
you do. Well, the dog car.
Don't say that.
The dog car.
Yeah, the dog car.
Yeah.
I look like the car of Dumb and Dumber. No one looks like a car.
No.
Like Kurt's hair. Wait, Kurt's hair grows cool. up.
It's a pretty cool car to look like, though.
Yeah, at least it's got a face.
Yeah. So it looks pretty happy.
Someone say you look like a Volvo, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be very odd. So.
I've got another email, so I forgot to mention it.
Ooh.
Some guy called David from London said, my school was all about saying wet. This is Chinny Buzzhunter, by the way.
Okay.
My school was all about saying wet as an abbreviation of cool, i.e.
Really?
Those trainers are wet.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's just like...
That must be confusing.
Yeah, if you've got wet trainers, you'd be like, well, yeah, they are.
Yeah, what if it rains?
That's really odd.
Everything's cool as fuck.
But that's good. But I suppose the same thing could be said for cool. Do you mean?
What do you mean?
If you use... Like, that seems normal to us, but if you say you've got cool trainers, you'd be like, yeah, they are quite cool. They've been on, you know... On the side.
Yeah.
I've been out left outside last night.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
What? I'm talking about like the thing we were talking about a second ago.
So I'm trying to set up a new song. What?
Oh, right. Okay. So anyway. Right. We're going to have a song.
Yeah. We have a song now.
Fantastic. What is it?
It's Buffalo Springfield.
Amazing.
stumbled and fell to the ground. So hard to laugh as I fumbled and reached for the love I found.
You listen to Hardest in Needle
on FUBAR Radio. Yeah. Welcome back. So, what are you going to talk about now, Needy
Boy? Got some animal facts for you again.
Okay.
I haven't done a jingle.
Really?
Should have not mentioned it, should I?
Normally, you just have a jingle for everything.
I know.
What's the toilet? Delirium at the toilet.
Yeah, I know. Next week, don't you worry. Next week, I have a banging one.
Okay.
Right. So, animal facts.
Yes.
Okay.
Hit me. Fact me.
I'll hit you with a fact, right? This is a fact about...
These are supposed to be interesting facts, by the way.
Yes, they are interesting. They're all interesting.
Okay.
No one's ever contested that.
Like David Attenborough sort of thing.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Young David Attenborough, I'll take that.
Okay.
Right. But without all the hard work of sort of actually going into the bush with some car keys on and, you know...
And actually teaching people things.
Yeah.
Just what do you do? Go on Google?
Just go on... It's not even Google. Yeah, just thefactsite.com. I don't want to tell people my...
BuzzFeed.
How I do it, but, yeah.
I'm joking.
No,
go
it's
on.
Not BuzzFeed. It's not BuzzFeed.
We'll never do that.
No. This is an inferior... version. All right, yep. So this is a fact about animals.
Okay.
If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop.
Really?
Yep. I mean, I don't know if you want to do that because it'll smack you in the face, but...
We should ask Cody about this.
Yeah, we can do it, actually.
Really? So you grab by the tail. What? It can't... What? So it uses... Hang on, I'm trying to think. Actually, no, they are a bit like rocking chairs, aren't they? They lean
just
back
and
they
jumps go up.
Boing, boing, like a little wheelie.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting to know.
Yeah, but I mean, don't do that because it'll batter you.
Really? But no, because it'd be from behind. It won't be able to get me.
It could just nut you from the side. I can switch. I bet you.
I've got
as soon as you let go.
But I won't let go.
What, forever?
To make a point. Just hold a kangaroo in my hand for the rest of my life.
So you're willing to starve yourself to death, so you're proving a point to a kangaroo that you can't hop?
If it means that I win, yes.
Let's do that, because I'd like to see you try to do that.
Okay, fine.
Right. Okay, a fact about spiders here.
Okay, right. I hate them, but go on.
Every acre of land has 50,000 spiders on it.
Oh, I don't need to hear that. Not this one here.
What?
Not this here.
Every single acre of land, apparently. Well, what? Obviously more built-up areas, but maybe that's why 50 Cent tried to sell his house.
It's just full of spiders.
Because it was 17 acres, wasn't it? So that is 850,000 spiders on it.
Jesus
Christ. No wonder no one's buying it.
Don't tell Mayweather.
Yeah.
He'll never be... That's insane. But where are they here, then? I can't see them.
Well, they're hidden, aren't they? They're just in the grass. It's normally like not in a built-up area, obviously.
What, so it could be a load in a tiny little space? Hang on, does this count the tiny, tiny, tiny ones as well?
Yeah.
Okay,
all
fine.
Spiders. It didn't say which one. It's not like 50,000 tarantulas, is it?
Okay, fine. Okay, that's pretty mad.
Yeah.
That's awful, but mad.
Also, right, this is about the oldest animal in the world.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Is it alive now?
No, it died. It died when they found out it was the oldest thing in the world.
That's my... So I'm going to say about the oldest animal in the world. Wow, it's dead. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's the oldest ever living thing.
Okay, fine. Go on.
But the thing is, basically, when scientists found it,
yep.
Pulled it out of the water, it died immediately.
They killed it,
and then
that
they found
sounds
out...
That sounds like it died immediately. What do you mean? That sounds like, we pulled it out and it died immediately. You mean you killed it? That's like saying, I pulled the fish out, it died immediately.
Yeah. As a consequence, it died.
Yeah, no, and then no, it just died. And then it just died immediately.
It's their fault, yeah. It's there. They must have felt pretty sad.
Yeah, okay, I'm go
sure
on.
Some of them might have cried. We don't know, do we? But that's not in the fact sheet. But, okay, so what we're talking about is there's a thing called biological immortality, right? So it doesn't mean they are, like, completely immortal, like Highlander. It just means that their cells don't age. They don't age.
What, like death becomes her?
Sort of, yeah. So, but unless... I mean, they don't age, but they can die of disease, they can die from being hurt, all that sort of shit.
Oh, wow, okay, so if you left it there in the perfect surroundings and lovely, like, food and water, it would live forever?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh my
but that,
god!
But that never really happens. But because like, it'll die of a disease.
No,
or some
you
shit.
Could do that if you get. We get one now, yeah, and we pass it on to our ancestor. We could keep it alive for God knows how long.
Yeah. Possibly.
That's insane. Okay, so go on. What is it?
Right, okay. So the oldest animal was a mollusk called Ming.
A mollusk called Ming?
Yeah.
Who named it?
Obviously, a Flash Gordon fan.
Wow.
But listen, right? Do you know how old it was? This is pretty insane.
Can I guess?
Yeah, all right.
99. Nearly 100.
Okay, ready?
Go on.
507.
How do they know that?
Because of the rings in the mollusk's shell.
Oh, it's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
Yeah.
If your mollusk,
it's literally a dead giveaway.
Yeah. If they give it away as well. If they, here's a dead giveaway. Go on then.
Gave away some sort of tombola or something.
But like, that's annoying for like, what are they called? Was it a mollusk?
Yeah.
If you're like, if you don't look like you're aging, but you've got it tattooed on your back.
I know exactly. How old are you? I don't need to know that, do you?
Well, I can see the 507 rings of 507. Ah, shit.
Oh, fuck's sakes. Maybe, but I had all that on my social media.
Anti-aging cream for them could just be some black paint.
Yeah, exactly. Or like just for men could do a special mollusk series.
Yeah, just paint your shell black and boom, 0 years old.
Yeah, sorted.
Wow.
That's pretty mad, isn't it?
That's the thing what he's lived through.
Yeah, loads of shit.
Actually, when I say that, I don't know because I'm not unaware of like time and
no,
when
I'm
things
not.
Happen.
Did he go for maybe had a little medieval hat on.
Yeah, well,
maybe had a little sort of like a Friar Tuck cloak at one point.
Friar Tuck cloak, like some sort of...
Then like a little Victorian ruff. Literally, yes. Jacobean ruff.
Then the 80s came along, probably got a hairdo like Kurt.
Yeah, there's sports jackets like the bloke out of Miami Vice.
Yep. Wow, what else is there? What's that Spanish Inquisition? People always seem to say that. Oh, you live through this, that's the Spanish Inquisition. I must learn what that is.
Yeah.
Are they inquire about something?
Yeah, they're just really, really inquisitive guys.
What's that over there? Spain. Cool. And that's it.
I just think it's just a load of guys who just really wanted to, like, really inquisitive. They just wanted to know loads of stuff.
Yeah, just inquiring. We'll stop it or I'll blow you up with a bomb.
Yeah.
From my ship.
I've got one more fact. Do you want to hear it? Or
yeah, go for it.
All right. Cows can sleep standing up, but they can only dream lying down.
Who said that?
So basically, like, a cow would never ever be got by Freddy Krueger. Just sleep standing up. Sorted.
So
Freddy can't get you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless you get like a thick cow, he's forgotten.
Yeah. So I'll go down for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, that's annoying. Wow. So they sleep standing up, but they dream laying down.
Yeah.
What's the reason for that?
I don't know.
Why didn't you ask? Why?
What? Why do I need to ask that? Just leave it at the surface level.
But that seems like the most important bit.
What?
Because maybe we wouldn't dream if we stayed standing up.
Let me think about that.
Didn't you have an uncle who used to like sleep standing up against a wall?
Yeah. No, it's like a friend of the family, but yeah. He's a fake uncle, basically.
Fake uncle, yeah.
Another one of those fake uncles
like
that your mum lies to
up.
You about. Yeah, exactly. Speaking of fake uncles, we're going to go to a song first.
Yeah?
Then we're going to go to fake Uncle John.
Oh, we're going to see Uncle John, our friend, who wants to be called Uncle John, just to make him seem friendlier.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. So we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Yep. Listen to Free Bar Radio. Hey, do you know one thing we never ever do?
Go on.
Is never ever promote the next show that's coming on after us.
Oh, yeah. Who's coming up next?
It's Doc Brown is coming next, but it's not called that, is it? It's coming something else. Doc Brown and two other people.
It's called Hugh... Oh, damn it.
Damn it. We're almost professional then.
Stay around for some proper radio.
Yeah, some proper decent shit.
Actually, good quality radio. None of this bullshit. No jingles like be what? Bonked. What's be bonked again? Where is it?
What, do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Bonk.
None of that. No, right. No pissing about like that.
Well,
no.
That's good, but we're pushed for time, so I have to move on.
Okay, professional comedians.
All right, we've got Uncle John on the phone.
Yeah.
Uncle John, where are you there?
Hello there.
Yeah, I am.
Here he is.
How are you doing?
The man, the myth, the moment. Yippee!
There we are, he's up.
You remember we were saying about how this annoying guy? Well, there, you just heard it first.
Yeah, evidence of...
evidence there. Yippee!
A man clearly got too much energy on his hands.
How old are you, John?
34 now.
Exactly. How many 34-year-olds use the word...
What?
How many 34-year-olds use the word yippee in a non-ironic term?
I don't know.
How many people, John? Tell us.
Just one.
Exactly. Right. Well done.
So, what have you been up to, John?
What have you been up to?
Watching films, and I've got a bit of a gripe to run off my mouth off a bit.
Go on.
Apple have annoyed me a lot recently.
That's weird. Because you were saying...
Taking a logic board to repair four times, and then basically they sent me to the shop to get it upgraded, and they didn't have a clue what I was doing, so I felt a bit of an idiot.
Right.
So
it made sense in my head, but as I was speaking, it sounded like a load of crap.
It just sounded like a really, really boring story.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. John fixes Mac computers for a living
and thinks it's okay to talk about it on the radio.
I think it's fine to soil our radio show with his propaganda. No, it's fine. I'm sorry to hear that, John.
Yeah.
Andy, do you want to?
I just wanted to give a bit of information about John because the listeners might not know who he is. Basically, this is a man who you're one of 10 children, aren't you, John?
Eight,
yeah. Is it? Right, yeah. But so like, when we were growing up and stuff, we've been mates for a long time, but you've always been quite starved of affection. Like,
yeah.
You know, literally every single day, if you phone me, you go, I love you, Andy. Do you love me?
Yeah, that makes sense.
you ask people you've just met in the street. No, they're not in the street, but after a day, you go, I love you. Do you love me?
And then if they say yes, he goes, yippee!
Yeah.
He falls and runs off into the sunset.
But there's one time we've got a really good photograph of you. I remember one time I went to your new house in Leeds, near Leeds, sorry. And then I went into your room, you go, check my room out. Went to your room, I was just looking at some of your stuff.
Yeah.
I heard you go, I love you, mate. Do you love me? I turned round and you were on the bed. In a really provocative position. We've got the photo. We're going to tweet it out.
Why? You took a photo of it then?
I took it. I was like, mate, can I just take a photo of this? You look like David Brent.
This is awesome. Okay, wow.
That was the day I made you dress up as Superman, wasn't it? And you went to the...
Spider-Man.
Anyway, and you went to the door because we ordered a curry, didn't we?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And you had to go to the door dressed as Superman.
Wow.
Spider-Man.
Or Spider-Man then.
No, it's Superman, you're right, it was Superman.
It was Superman, yeah.
Black Spider-Man, I won't.
He was sat down eating curry in that Superman suit.
Wow.
That must look, arguing with the wife.
Must look pretty heroic. Yeah, tell her to pipe down, please.
Yeah.
I'm only joking. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Welby. Hiya.
Hiya.
For her sins.
How many times do you say to her in a day, do you love me? It must be unbearable.
If I had a pound for every time.
You'd have £10.
Yeah. Which should be £10 better off.
Yeah.
Hey, John, have you got you've watched a film this week, have you?
Yeah, it was Hector Searches for Happiness.
Hector Searches. No, that's not the.
It's called Hector and the Search for Happiness.
That's it. Yeah.
Last week you'd supposed to do Warrior. You did The Warrior, and now it's Hector's Search for Happiness or something.
I don't know. I like to put my own spin on things.
Okay, fine. Okay, change it.
Right. Simon Pegg is a psychiatrist, a bit fed up with his mundane life. He's not really sort of giving very good advice because he didn't feel like he's happy himself. So he goes off on a big adventure to find happiness, and it's a really good story. But it's very underrated.
Okay. Well, you haven't rated it yet.
But the Telegraph rated it. They gave it like 1.5. I was quite surprised.
Oh, so you're going to now... Oh, so what you say? Okay, carry on, sorry.
Yeah, so I'm going to contradict them and give it a Welby score of 7.5.
Wow.
Out of 10?
Yeah, out of 10, of course.
Wow. Any highlights I should watch out for?
Just the funny bits.
Right. Okay, fine. And I suppose the bits to watch out for are the shitty bits.
What do you feel about Simon Pegg? How do you feel about him?
Yeah, I like Simon Pegg. I think he's a really good... Yeah, he's got a good demeanour about him. I like Paul, and I like the Walking. No, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. And I think they're quite a good duo together, aren't they? But on his own, I think he's trying to do it on his own. So, but still, it's quite good. It's not as good as they are together, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well,
I feel like a right waffler at the
moment. No, it's good. You waffle away, mate.
Yeah, waffle away, dude.
We anti-waffle. I'm anti-waffle today. I'm tired. I'm doing a ceremony this weekend, and not eaten.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say you're anti-waffle.
Yeah, Rich, I was going to say that. Because I'm on that diabetic thing, and I've not been eating any sugar or anything.
John's diabetic,
yeah. My energy levels have are just so crap.
Mine have completely depleted, yeah. I'm absolutely knackered.
This is great radio, by the way.
Do you look a
bit
white?
Two men moaning about being tired.
No, that's the thing, John. I'd actually look quite brown and sexy. That's the annoying thing. So there's no sympathy for me to get from anybody.
I keep getting bloodshot eyes as well. That's an inconsolation.
Bloodshot eyes? Well, and yeah. you've gone silent.
What? It's just sort of boring, this conversation, isn't it?
But your idea, this.
It's just two men moaning about their eyes being tired.
Well, look, this is real. These are real problems. These are real men problems right here.
Yeah, but these are real problems. These are real problems that no one needs to.
If you're out there and you're tired, email in.
Email in. Yeah. I can't be asked for this.
Tell us how tired you are on a scale of 1 to 10. Yeah, this is interactive radio for the knackered man.
Right, all right. Email in then. You've got 6 minutes.
You've got 6 minutes to email in. Right, so what are we doing?
Right, John, have you done anything more exciting?
Oh yeah, Back to the Future's coming back to the cinema again.
Right.
For the 30th year anniversary, and that's the trilogy that'll be on the 21st and the 20th of November at your local cinema.
Why?
Why
have they done that?
Because it's 30 years since Back to the Future 2.
But so what? What do you mean? 30 is a very odd number to suddenly pick. 30 years. It's like next year will be 40 years. Why? Do they do it every 10 years or something?
Sometimes do, don't they?
I'm not sure. I don't know. They did it on the 25 years, didn't they? But they've done it for 30 now. They're just trying to coin it in, aren't they?
Yeah, they're trying to smash it.
But why have you mentioned this, John? Why is it something that someone might be interested in?
Oh, because we've been doing movie news, haven't we?
So you're trying to extend your segment into movie news now.
Yeah, yeah.
You were happy at review. Turn into the next Barry Norman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can take my spot next week.
What about a tired movie review?
A tired movie.
I watched half of it, but fell asleep. It was a bit slow.
You could never give it more than 5 out of 10.
No,
if you did that, that's the maximum. Even if it was the best thing you've ever seen, that couldn't be 5 out of 10 because you haven't seen the second half.
That's it. A bit of water just to sprighten up the.
We need to pick this up, don't we? We need to pick this show up. I just realised. Sorry, look, Andy.
What?
Right, go for it.
Okay.
Andy's going to take us away.
What with?
I don't know.
This is you two moaning about being ill, literally.
Well, what do you
I'm
want to talk about?
I'm completely bored now.
Go on, Nate, right, there's a real argument going on right now. Right. What do you want? What do you want to talk about?
One song. Okay.
You blow us away with some interesting stuff.
Okay. I've literally got nothing now.
We're propping this up now. What have you got? You can slag us off, but come on, come in and save us. Or just sit there and rifle through paper.
I'm just going to try and find something exciting.
Right. There. Me and John, we're riffing.
Hey, do you know what?
What? Nothing.
Some dogs
See?
Come from the UK.
I've got some news. Animal news.
Go on, John.
A woman is marrying her dog because her ex-husband, which was a cat, died.
What?
That was good. Animal news.
What?
What? What's that?
A woman marries a dog.
Right, okay.
Well, why did she marry... Why did she marry a cat?
Well, she was married to a cat previously.
Yeah, but you say that as if that's fine.
Yeah, I know. I've got
more questions for that.
Yeah.
What, how did the cat feel about it?
Well, he's dead.
Well, she married him because the cat died.
Yeah, that's right.
Or she didn't cheat on him with the cat, with the dog.
No.
That would be the ultimate insult.
And also, I bet did the dog know the cat and they must not have got on when she was alive?
If he did,
the cat would be livid now.
Yeah, that bang out of order.
Sneaky walks and stuff.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm just off for a sneaky walk.
Yeah,
I'm
off for a little walk. Alone. Yes? With the lead.
I can smell dogs on you. What's going on?
Yeah. You can easily smell dogs on me, exactly.
Just went round to Reg's house.
Probably just smear himself a thing. Right, okay, we're going to have to leave because the trailers have got to play a song out.
Right, cheers, John.
Cheers, guys.
Actually, the song is going to play in a minute and a half.
Fine.
I'll play a different song.
Right, bye, John. This is chaos today. Ultimate chaos.
Right.
They're a band in the 90s, and now we've become them by being absolutely dog shit at our jobs. So, here we go. Thank you for listening.
Right, okay.
Thank you for enduring this.
Thank you very much.
Next week, I will be back.
Yep.
But for now,
it's his fault.
I'm going to fall down.
See ya.
Bye.
Dumps.